attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Midnight last night, for the first time in 17 years, the Republicans in Congress chose to shut down the federal government. Let me be more specific. One faction of one party in one House of Congress, in one branch of government, shut down major parts of the government, all because they didn't like one law.
Hey, and that's bad news? That's not good news? That's good. That's bad. I'm confused. I'm thinking about, like, the folks that provide raw milk, you know, real milk to the community. Maybe they'll be less likely to be harassed. That's good news. Of course, his story just breaking here. We see this on ABC News. World War II veterans were barred from visiting the World War II memorial in Washington, D.C. Why? Because, well, the government shut down, of course.
Shut down.
Really? How much government help do you need to walk or wheel people that are in their 80s that, you know, served the country fighting World War II?
They've got to pay the security guards. They've got to pay the guys that are going to sweep the sidewalk and stuff.
Well, like these 80-year-old World War II vets are going to come in and spray paint these memorials. Come on. Really? This is what we need the government for? I mean, this is just more nonsense. Of course, selective enforcement of the government shutdown. And likely, whenever they kick it back into gear, they'll probably give every bit of money to the folks that were furloughed so that, you know, we don't want to help out the taxpayer, but those that are the tax eaters, we've got you covered, right? We've got you
right.
covered.
But you know what this is this happens. Now this is going to be front and center on multiple news outlets where they're going to say, see, the Republicans don't care about veterans. The Republicans are wanting to keep veterans from going to the war memorial that they traveled hundreds of miles to go see.
I just don't think that the people are going to buy that. But
that's the sad part.
You know what? I'm going to praise a Democrat right now. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Hold the phone. Stop the fences. What do they say? Stop the presses. The fences? Yeah, I guess.
The fences?
Drop the fences. Let them come onto the government property. It is the people's property, technically, although I know there's some argument there. But we're going to get to the Hispanic paradox on cancer in just a moment. The good news, Jerry, Governor Moonbeam Brown, you know, who we've criticized, and rightly so, for signing into law the whole mandate of the HPV shot, which is criminal, in my opinion. But he's done something good. And I'm not afraid to praise him for it. He signed a bill into law that we support, industrial hemp legalized in California. Struck in legislative limbo for 14 years. This is now to be legally sanctioned agricultural crop in the state of California. Now, this means, again, this is going to have to roll back. The feds are going to freak on this one because, obviously, cannabis looks like marijuana, even though it doesn't have the THC, but get over that. These things are healing plants from Creator, from God, and we need to support that. And so thank you, Jerry Brown. We're for you on that one, okay? Now,
a broken clock, you know what they say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, what about this Mexican paradox? Guy looks like Bob Keeshan. Looks like Captain Kangaroo. Did you figure out who this guy was?
I've been trying to figure out why this picture is associated with this article. Apparently it came off of some Facebook page from a Hispanic New York.
I don't know. It's just like, let's put up a guy that looks like the Hispanic Captain Kangaroo for the story.
He
I does. Don't know why.
He does. Oh, well. You
we
know,
love
I mean,
Captain
laugh,
Kangaroo.
But,
cool guy.
Yeah,
anyway,
the paradox. What is the paradox here?
Well, here it is. It's, you know, they talk about French paradox, or is this paradox, or the paradox of diabetes, and what is it with Hispanics in Texas particularly? because there's a recent report by the Comparative Effectiveness Research on Cancer in Texas. This group said that more Hispanic Texans die from cancer than any other cause. But here's the paradox. Those that have the cancer somehow live longer than Caucasians who get treated for cancer. So they survive. It's weird. You know, more of them die, but more of them live. You know, so I'm scratching my head going, I'm trying to figure this thing out. They're saying the study notes that Hispanic Texans may be less likely to be screened for breast cancer or colon cancer. At the same time, Hispanics also showed lower rates of new cancer diagnoses for breast, lung, and colon cancer. Study shows that less Hispanics had cancer diagnosed at treatable stages. So, you know, what I'm gathering here is I'm reading through this. I'm making an assumption, but I think I'm right. They're less likely to go to modern medicine for prevention, which is not prevention, basically detection, much less oncological, traditional chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. And so that would explain to me why they're, in fact, living longer with the so-called cancers that do exist, because from their culture, perhaps of clean foods in their history, now coming to America, eating maybe their similar diets, but non-organic versions, GMO versions, refined versions. You know, you follow where I'm going here?
It's very interesting. And in this particular study, you know, a lot of times we see coming across the news wires, they do a little study here and a little study there. And every time it comes up to some conclusion, somebody wants to tout it because it supports their position somehow. The thing, but this particular study, it's based on 10 years of data and 21 years of data regarding cancer deaths. And, yeah, I mean, the study shows that the survival after a diagnosis of cancer was superior for Hispanics compared to non-Hispanic whites.
Right, and I think a conclusion, you know, many Hispanic Americans tend to survive illness longer than white Americans despite other factors. This means, and maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong here, that because they are not availing themselves of what is now going to be called Obamacare, that they're, even when they're ill, they're healthier in the illness. They live longer because they're not getting as much treatment. There's not as much intervention from the so-called healthcare system. Again, proving my point that the most dangerous thing you can have, if you like longevity, you want to survive, even with something like cancer, the most dangerous thing you can have, even perhaps more dangerous than chemo, radiation, surgery in many of these cases, is insurance, because that guarantees you get these invasive procedures that could end up killing you. And the white folks are the dumb ones here. Honestly.
Well, because I'll tell you what, towards the end of the article, there's this guy, this John Ruiz, he's an assistant professor at the University of North Texas Department of Psychology, comes up with a speculation on his part as to why this paradox may exist. And his speculation is that Hispanic cultural values, such as, and I'm sorry if I slaughter these words, but simpatia, which is the importance of displaying kindness and maintaining interpersonal harmony. Familissimo, which is the importance of keeping warm family relationships. And personalissimo.
You're the only person that has worse Spanish than even I do.
I'm sorry, but
It's okay.
That particular term is valuing and building warm relationships. He's saying that this sort of thing may help build strong social support, which is associated with better health and lower mortality risk.
See, so, another thing that you hear right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, vitamin L.
The love
and support from your family, more valuable for long-term survival rates of, you know, for those afflicted with cancer than all of the Obamacare thrown at you in the world. And so let that be a lesson to you. That's the Hispanic paradox and my perspective on it. Let me know. You've got another perspective. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. By the way, this hour, Sally L. Cordy, we've got her lined up. International Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. It's also Mammograms Cause Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Those, look out for the Pink Ribbon Army, because they're coming for you. Don't let them take you or your child or your women, or you know what I'm saying. We get beyond that this month. October's
going to
be
a pink ribbon. You see a pink ribbon? Run!
Walk the other way, because they're coming at you with ionizing radiation. Now, what else is in the news in modern medicine? More paradox. Cholesterol! We got to lower it. And there's a story here. Cholesterol drugs could increase post-operative delirium. Cholesterol-lowering drugs could increase chance of patients suffering from delirium after surgery by 30%.
That's never heard of that term before. Post-operative delirium.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that uncommon. You come out after being anesthetized, of course, the trauma of the surgery, which is like a, you know, a major assault on the body, like an injury, a wound. You could be in shock, but the ability of the brain to recombobulate your consciousness, to come back through that body that's been taken out of commission. And they're saying it's more likely to occur, this postoperative delirium, if you're on cholesterol-lowering meds like Crestor, Lipitor, Pravacol, and Zocor. And, I, you know, listen, you're going to reduce fat in the brain. You're going to reduce neurological interface, integrity. Makes all the sense in the world to me. But then you get the healthfinder.gov coming up and going, oh, no, no, maybe not. Maybe not. Not so fast. Statins may not harm memory, thinking, after all.
But see, this is a good example. This is a good example of what I was talking about. They come out with, here's a little study here. No, it might, you know, this drug can cause this particular problem. Then somebody else comes up with a study. Wait a minute. No, 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 no. This one says it's good. It's like, weren't we talking about last week about how they were talking about how this particular drug might cause cataracts? Was that statins?
Yeah, cataracts are statins and not statins. And then,
and then,
it's the
Remember, then there was the other dude that was in, like, Denmark or something like that, that was on the internet going, we have found that statins help prevent cataracts. So you've got these two different camps that are always fighting each other.
They're messing with your mind. This is what they do. We try to clarify. We actually do. We clarify it. There is no try here. We do. And you know, I won't even bring Yoda up for that one. But statins may not harm memory thinking after all. But even with the new study, jury's still out on the safety of cholesterol-lowering medication. So it's an acknowledged BS article, right? The headline leads you to believe something that isn't, in fact, true at all. And, in fact, the, you know, the findings are not very reassuring as far as the safety and use and efficacy of these statin drugs. You know, when we talk about dementia, there's nobody that can argue that reducing the fat available to the brain is going to help the brain. Sorry, not happening.
Right.
And yet, you know, what are the last-ditch efforts to save statins, the drug of choice for everybody, for everything, at almost any age, but certainly if you're over 40? And what I'll argue to do is embrace the fats. By the way, if you've got dementia or, well, any of these neurological issues, but even Alzheimer's, remember the OxyRSB, the OxyLift, these things? OxyRSB.com. Don't forget. Go there. Before you forget, because you didn't go there, right?
Huh?
Listen, you know, what? You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, we're trying to clear up the confusion, not make you more confused. When we come back from this break, International Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, Sally Elcordi is going to join us, and she'll talk about how we can ban vaccines, or is it already too late? Well, for those who have not yet been damaged, we're here to save you.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
World of Health Talk Radio, Robert Scott Bell Show on for you on naturalnewsradio.com. Shout out to the Health Ranger for making this possible. Also, our friends at GCN and rebroadcast through UK Health Radio and, of course, Digital Radio 103 down in Australia. Well, it's International Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, and we've got a lot of static because I think somebody doesn't want this message to come out. We've got Sally El Cordy. I was on her show earlier today. And she's been leading a charge in an effort to really go far, and it is to, hey, ban the vaccines, dagnabbit. They're causing harm. You can imagine if dietary supplements, if one, two, or three, or any dietary supplement caused the damage that vaccines cause, dietary supplements would be banned from planet Earth by the FDA. But that's not considered because they protect the shots rather than the people from the shots. And Sally El Cordy knows it all so well, and she's doing a great job out there. Sally, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Robert. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, I'm sorry about the connection, but we're going to try and get some good information from Sally because she is a passionate, let's say, activist for protecting these kids to not allow any more of them to be damaged in this way. And we have in the show notes linked up directly to Sally and her blog spot, Billion Toddler March for Survival, and more. There are events coming up. I want you to let us know what they are, where they're going to be, when they're going to be.
Okay. Well, this is October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, International Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, and you're welcome to join our group on Facebook, which is International Vaccine Injury Awareness. And Marianne Hollins with Green, Kuzbat Gardasil, and myself with Billion Toddler March for Survival started this back in 2010. Paul Sasser wrote the first article for Natural News on it. And Jesse Calhoun has created artwork that has gone viral. We've been doing this since, as I say, 2010. This is our fourth year. We've had events around the world, and even in the Brussels Parliament, there was an event the first year with Andrew Wakefield and Jane Burgermeister and Ms. Tomey of Autism Mothers. But we do simple things also. We post flyers. We ask you to please print out our flyer, and if you'd like to put informative websites on the back, we'd appreciate that as well so that you can educate the actual store owners who you will be appealing to put in the windows. I myself have never placed a poster in a window. I go into the store, I talk to the store owner, and I express concern for his or her I am very concerned about the CDC schedule of 49 vaccines through the age of 5. I do not believe our children will survive. And if you express this to parents and say one vaccine to an infant is the same as 30 vaccines to an adult on the same day. Now, do the math. They're trying to put 49 vaccines into children through the age of 5. And it's 100% poison. The diseases are all diseases in internal medicine. And the intent to cause harm has been unearthed. So we have just a gargantuan amount of information that it's startling once you do realize you've been deceived. And you have to say to parents one more thing. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourselves, we were all duped. But now the schedule is so out of control, who's to say one child will live through this? And may I also say that one vaccine can wreak havoc beyond the wildest imaginings, including death. And so to say 49, I don't even know what to say about it other than this is a death wish on our children.
Yes. So, now, Sally, can you tell me, before the break here, upcoming events, specific participation. I know you're in the New York area. We got a lot of listeners up there. I want them to know about what you're doing, take part in the activation of this, not only awareness, but to really legitimately protect children.
Okay. I will tell you about events, but it's more important that you think in terms of the event you will create tonight at 6 o'clock at the South Huntington Library. Ed Weaver and Gigi Bowman of State Long Island have created a forum to have a screening of a vaccine, about a movie about vaccine injury, starring many doctors who are speaking out about this. So if you come and watch the film, I will then speak, and I even have Dr. Carley of Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases
who
is standing by on Skype ready to answer questions of the people in the audience. That's worth the trip right there, okay?
Absolutely. Dr. Carley is amazing. And Sally Elcordi, I appreciate your efforts to bring this awareness out in a real way, an activist way, a way that can protect the children who have, that have yet to be harmed. We don't want to be harmed at all. So thank you. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around. 866-939-2355. Call me now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Every
every day. More and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Bell.
All right, we're back. We're happening. We're almost.
That was standing in the way of health.
Can't wait.
Here's Robert.
I can't wait to get back on the air. That's what happens during commercial breaks. I'm like, Super Don, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yes, we are here.
Just remind you that I have kids and you have kids too. Are we there yet? Well, no, we never arrive, actually. That's the thing about it's a journey. It's a journey. And, you know, what do you got to carry with you on your journey? Hopefully integrity. And I appreciate Sally for being on board. She's doing a lot of great work. I'm just so sorry that the connection was so bad or else we'd continue our conversation. But we have the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to call in on any of the issues we've discussed today, 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. Really, we'll talk to you. If not, leave me a message. That's fine, too. We're talking vaccines. Of course, there's a study, or let's say a number of studies that have come out that supports our contention that vaccines do have a lot to do with autism, in fact. We've never said it's the only cause, but certainly it is a contributing factor, a significant one, in fact. And right, there's a new article up on Natural News just published today by Ethan. Nearly two dozen medical studies prove that vaccines can cause autism. I mean, that's obviously something you'll never hear in the mainstream media. In fact, even if we were to get that on, let's say, get Dr. Batar on Carol Alt's show, I have a feeling that, you know, Fox News might not approve that, right? It's really rough. You know, I watched the interview. Interestingly enough, it was funny. On Sunday, I was watching the replay of Carol Alt's show on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, is it Manny Alexander? Which is the doc? Which was the doctor with the gold?
Dr. Manny Alvarez.
Yeah, Manny Alvarez. I think he was on there defending vaccines, and Carol, you know, didn't have all the ammo to go, and she had her guest on to counter it. And right as they were going to go to the guest on the second playing on Sunday, they cut in with the press, coverage of the Republicans of the House. We passed the bill. Where's the Senate? I'm thinking, could they have timed it any more perfectly? Even if it's a weak argument against vaccines, they don't want it heard. So that, I suspect that'll be a tougher one to come out versus, you know, I could probably go on there and talk gastrointestinal health. They'd go, that's okay. No problem. We'll let you do that. But the autism thing, the vaccine thing.
We're going to get you on there. You know, mm-hmm. she's asked a couple of times, and you know, imagine that. Robert Scott Bell on Fox News.
We'll see if we get approval on that one, but not holding my breath. But I do know Carol Alt, her spirit, her integrity, definitely intact as she's going out there. There's also an activist post link up on this the story of the study. Now, 22. We've taken it up from 12 to 22 medical studies show that vaccines can cause autism.
Who would have known? I mean, these guys did a great job of listing all 22 studies that show that there is a link, at least if nothing else, a question between vaccination and autism. Now, if you listen to the mainstream media, what are they going to tell you? No link. No link whatsoever. No. Right? Right? Yeah. Yet how do you argue with 22 individual studies? And these are not Joe down the street in his garage with a lab kit doing a study. Mm-hmm. These are studies that are that have been published in actual journals showing that there is something there.
Let's go through a few of them. Let's see if we can knock a few of these out. By the way, we'll add these to the show notes. This is a late edition here at robertscottbell.com, but we'll blast them out through Twitter and, of course, Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at rsbellmedia.com. Study published in the Journals of Annals of Epidemiology show that giving hepatitis B vaccine to newborn baby boys could triple the risk of developing an autism spectrum disorder. Study published in the Journal of Inorganic Biochemistry. This is interesting. They link with the aluminum adjuvant as a neurotoxic metal, significant increase in correlation between the development of ASD and the aluminum adjuvant exposure, particularly at 3 to 4 months of age. I mean, listen, the people that are pro-vaccine have to completely ignore this. They put on their horse blinders, on their pharmaceutical horse blinders, stick their cotton from their pill bottles that are FDA approved into their ears and just say, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. But who would argue that toxic metals, heavy metals being injected into children could be a good thing? Well, they try, or they try to pretend that they're not there. And there's a few others here. I'm just scrolling down as
well.
I mean,
just the very next one, Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health. Mm-hmm. They went in there to show that and suspect that one or more environmental triggers are needed to develop autism, and one of the ones they determined was the battery of vaccinations that young children receive.
Yeah. Yeah, very significant.
I mean, there it is.
Journal of Toxicology, Department of Neurosurgery at the Methodist Neurological Institute in Houston, shown that ASD, a disorder caused by a problem in brain development, they looked at the B cells and they had extra sensitivity to levels of thimerosal, again, a mercury-based preservative, which has not been removed from all vaccines. Don't let them lie to you about that. This is, and again, this is why we talk so extensively about detoxification, because we know there's a toxicological burden, whether it comes from vaccines or not. We know that if you're getting vaccinated, your kids are getting vaccinated, you're adding to their burden. And you're bypassing a lot of layers of prevention, if you will, through the gastrointestinal tract in the bacteria.
Right.
That would mitigate some level of that toxic inflow. Not totally, but some level potentially. And they're violating that with these injections that they call immunizations, but they don't immunize you. They do not strengthen immunity. The things that strengthen immunity, we've talked about. Probiotics, restoring intestinal health, liver detoxification, superfoods, green foods, the vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, the selenium that's so critically important. We talk about oxygen as well. We talk about hydration. By the way, Superdon, man, I just found this morning from 2002 my interview with Dr. Batman Gelage, Dr. Batman or Dr. B, Your Body's Many Cries for Waters. He was on our program 2002 before he passed from this plane. A wonderful man. And so we're going to see about getting that up. Maybe we'll convert it into a YouTube for listeners up at robertswater.com, where you get the water that I drink every day, the Echo water that Paul was on just recently talking about. So that I'm very excited about that. I only got to hear a few minutes of it, but it's good. It's really cool.
Right.
You know, and not many people.
That's, you know how, I mean, that's 11 years ago.
Is that 11 years ago?
That's
wow.
is before Super Dawn.
I've been at, there's before BSD. BSD! Before Super Dawn. Wow. You know, look, we've been at this for a long time. We've got some really cool interviews. I just was shocked that we did. You said, I sent it to you. And we did. We do have it. So look forward to that. By the way, back then, the Robert Scott Bell Show was called Jumpstart Your Health. Anybody, a long-time listener that remembers that?
You know
that?
What I ought to do? One of these days, I've got to dig it up. But, you know, I started working with Robert, when was it? About 9 years ago or so? And, you know, you had coined the term rock the health world, okay?
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, and I'm sorry, Robert, I got to call you out on this.
What?
Back in the day, when I first started working with Robert, okay, I was totally inexperienced in radio. I got into radio based just on enthusiasm, okay? Mm-hmm. I actually got hired from a cover letter. It wasn't even my resume, okay? and that's a true story. And so I got in there.
He's pretty. He's pretty.
Yeah, whatever. Well, it depends on who you ask. But anyway, if you remember, Robert, when I first started working for you, I was a call screener. I was the guy answering the phone, taking the calls, and then I became a board op, like what Nathan's doing.
Yeah.
And then I became a producer, and, you know, the rest is history. But when you and I first met, you were talking about rocking the health world. We're rocking the health world. And I got in there, and I was listening, and you were rocking the health world to, like, flutes and violins.
Really? Come on. Now,
that was the music. I mean, it was like Kansas
at one point,
and stuff like that.
Years ago, Mozart was rock and roll, right? No, I didn't do that.
But I got in there, and I was like, dude, you're not rocking the health world. There's no violins in rock. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Listen, I was rocking the health world. The music was not supportive of that endeavor, okay? And you corrected that. You started throwing
I did.
Some, yeah.
I scared little old ladies away because I jumped in there and said, hey, let's put this music in there. So, yeah, what
Where's
I did.
My
I
my favorite radio, Robert
The point I was trying to make, and I actually put together a montage of your old intro that you used to have and how it evolved over Super Don's involvement in the show.
Okay.
So I'll have to play that sometime on the show.
All
it might
right.
be kind of
well,
fun to listen to.
Yeah, a listener request. Call in. What song do you want to hear? I want to hear the old Robert Scott Bell opening when it was Jumpstart Your Health. We'll get to that. Well, what a segue.
We'll
I don't know what
that
was
tomorrow?
Segueing.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do that. You want to open up with the old intro?
I don't know because, you know, we got Ty Bollinger coming on. I got Leah. We'll see if we have
first time. Hour. Look,
okay.
Hey, well, if people want to hear it, we'll play it tomorrow.
All
How's
right.
that?
All right. Well,
okay.
Let us know. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. You can tweet it back to me. Do you want to hear Super Don play that? Or just put it up on Facebook if you're there. You're commenting now. I see it. Let us know what you want to hear. I want to hear from you eventually, too. But for now, as we cover more of the vaccine issue, I want to remind you of the, you know, the ways to detoxify the metals. A lot of what we talk about on Advanced Medicine Mondays with Dr. Bitar. If you need to go really aggressively to detox, there are ways and methods. Go back and listen to the archives there. Of course, we talk with Dr. King on Fridays about their homeopathic methods to detox the body. We talk about oxygen, we talk about hydration, so many things. And, of course, selenium, the food-grown selenium that we talked to Christopher Barr about. And you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, and that's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And, of course, folks like Sally trying to stop this madness, this vaccine madness from happening. Of course, it's radical when you hear somebody saying, I want to ban vaccines. And, you know, I'm a freedom-loving guy. I don't tend to like the word ban at all, but I recognize that if you've got a substance or a mechanism or a technique that is literally killing children, you know, I'd be hard-pressed to say, no, don't ban it. I mean, why would I want it out there? Although I'm supportive of your freedom to choose it, but that's more, is that just placating the opposition to say he's not all bad? I mean, he says he's against vaccines, but he's not going to stand in my way if I want one. But, you see, I respect your spiritual freedom so much that
well,
I recognize
listen, how
that.
Well, listen, Yeah. How can we sit here and tout things like liberty and freedom if we're not going to extend that to people that we don't necessarily agree with? I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, that's just the spirit of the show. If you want to go out and do something that's going to hurt yourself, we can recommend that you don't. We can give you advice on why that's a bad thing. But if you choose to do it, that's entirely up to you. That's what freedom and liberty is all about. Don't step on my rights.
Right.
Do what it is that you feel is right for you. Who am I to stand in the way of that?
You know, and there was another guy that wrote in, a big fan of the show yesterday. You know, we talked about the SIDS thing. And he said, you know, what about if the soul's coming in the body and it just decides it doesn't want to stay and it just leaves? Well, let's get into some esoteric discussion, which I don't mind doing. But my argument on SIDS was the vaccine induction of a soul that could no longer maintain the hold on the body, that couldn't function. I don't like that. Not supportive of that. But I am supportive of you listening and telling your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show. What about women in Saudi Arabia who drive? What do they risk? We're going to reveal that next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter
matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Solving all the world's problems here today on Robert Scott Bell Show, warning you against government medicine. And, of course, Obamacare passed today. We opened with that, and the government is shut down. We're all, are you breathing? Everybody okay? Yes, we're okay. Let's see, what else? We talked about the Hispanic paradox, Mexican-American paradox, the hyphenations, danger of hyphenations. Look out, hyphenation coming, look out. Also, hey, how do we get women drivers off the road? Right? That,
what?
That could be of help. Could, what? What do you mean, what?
That's not very nice.
No. No, actually, we've argued that women might be actually better drivers unless they're farting while they're driving. That can be a problem. What? No, you don't want women to be farting around when they're driving. I'm just saying.
Oh, farting around. Okay.
Gotcha. No, farting. Literally farting. I'm serious.
What?
This is the most dangerous thing women can do when they're behind the wheel. Why are you laughing? That's serious. Nathan, are you laughing too?
Where did that come from?
Don't you... What? No, don't. Well, F-A-R-D-I-N-G. Look it up. Farting. It's to apply makeup to the face. Don't you guys know anything?
All right.
What?
All right.
No.
All right. Robert.
Listen, that's not why I brought the story up. You just you drove me into that. Get Super Don off the road, for goodness sake. Listen, in Saudi Arabia, they figured this out. They tell the women of Saudi Arabia, no, we are not going to allow you to drive. We're not going to get you a driver's license because you risk damaging your ovaries.
What?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. A conservative Saudi Arabian cleric, not referencing any science, is saying women who risk driving, they risk damaging their ovaries and bearing children with clinical problems. Problems. Yeah, that's what they say here. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
well, you know, listen, in Saudi Arabia, it's been a big deal over years now where women are not allowed to drive, and they've kind of, you know, gone back and forth, ridden the fence a little bit, and they've allowed some women to drive and stuff like that. But yeah, in Saudi Arabia, men can drive, women cannot. And so apparently, I guess this cleric now is throwing something out there to back up their argument that if women drive, it's going to damage their ovaries and make them unable to have children.
Yeah, it's not a very specific reference. There's no science. And even in Sharia law, evidently, there's no prohibition against it. But they say, you know, yeah, you're sitting down. I mean, come on, really. Is that that's the reason that women have ovarian problems has nothing to do with whether they drive or not. Has everything to do with the quality of food they are getting or not getting, right? The RBGH, of course, other endocrine disruptors from plastifiers, the antibiotics in the food, much less antibiotic treatment from doctors. All of these things can disrupt endocrine health. By the way, speaking of endocrine health, Suzanne Summers has a new book out. What? What are you doing?
Well, I'm not saying. I'm sorry. It's just.
What?
No, I'm sorry. It's this article. I mean, check it out. This dude here, this Sheikh Saleh bin Saad Allah Lohana La La La. is quoted as saying, if a woman drives a car not out of pure necessity, that could have negative physiological impacts, as functional and physiological medical studies show that it automatically affects the ovaries and pushes the pelvis upwards.
Right. Well, listen, but if she's driving out of necessity, the ovaries know not to do that, right? See,
Is there a difference between sitting in a car seat and sitting on a chair?
That's what the question remains. Now, as I was saying, Suzanne Summers, I'm too young for this, the natural hormone solution to enjoy perimenopause. We're going to talk with her later this month. October is going to be a cool month. We got Jesse Ventura lined up as well. And if you know someone we should outreach to or reach out to get on the Robert Scott Bell Show, let us know. Let Super Don know, because he's setting the stage for the Health Freedom Express. Still working on behind the scenes. Super Don's going to hit the road like the gypsy that he is, and he might be coming to a city near you. And so you got hometown healers. We'll be able to reveal them. And, of course, Super Don, the issue of children being affected by vaccines, environmental disorders, autism, big on your mind with your friends with their two children are vaccine damaged.
Yep, I'm actually in current discussions with the folks at Autism One, also with the Canary Party, working out those details, hoping to start hitting the road here within, I'd say, maybe a week or two.
Okay.
So anybody, if you would like to see the Robert Scott Bell Show come to your town, as long as I've got internet, I can broadcast. So we'd love to get out there and meet our listeners, our fans. If you are a practitioner, if you've chiropractor, homeopath, naturopath, doesn't matter. If you've got something to store, and you would like us to come out and broadcast from your facility and, get your story. If you've got something to talk about, we'd love to do that. So just shoot us an email, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and we'll see if we can make that happen.
Yeah, email askrsb@gmail.com. That's askrsb for Robert Scott Bell. It'll get directly to Super Don. Also on Twitter, at Producer Don, and we have him linked up as well, making this sound so good. Thank you, Nathan, on the board. And, of course, tomorrow, it's Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. That's going to be cool. Liam might be dropping by as well. Who knows what else will happen? But be there and tell your friends to be there as well. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, mock, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.